You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. Find us online. Listen to us on demand anytime you'd like. You can do that right there at willag.org. Just click and play the ag programming up on the website. Or you can look us up in your favorite podcast applications, including Stitcher, SoundCloud, NPR One, Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast, too. Now let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. Mark Russo is here from Risk Pulse in Chicago. Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Good afternoon, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the rest of this week, and then we'll get into next week and maybe look a little further out, too, please.
Well, Todd, as we look out through this week, we are seeing an upper-level trough, which is deepening across the central U.S., and that's allowing for at least more opportunities for rain. In fact, today we're seeing one frontal system move across the Midwest and help to increase shower and thunderstorm activity. That's going to be followed up by another system coming up later on this week and over the upcoming weekend, which also looks to feature a bit more widespread rain. Kind of putting everything together, we feel that this week, a little over half of the Corn Belt will receive over 1 inch of rainfall.
And what do you see for next week?
Well, next week, it does look like ridging of high pressure will begin to build back into the Midwest. In fact, for much of the northern portions of the central and eastern U.S., we see ridging of high pressure, which will begin to warm up temperatures again to above normal levels. And that will also begin to decrease rain prospects here across the core of the Midwest. Now, the one area next week where rainfall opportunities do look a little bit better, that's portions of the Northwest Belt in areas such as the Dakotas, even extending westward to some of the spring wheat areas across the northern plains. That area looks to be more on the kind of northwest periphery of the ridge of high pressure, and that at least places them in a zone of more opportunities for some thunderstorm development. But for the core of the Midwest, it looks like next week's a dry and a warmer than normal week.
Are there particular things in the weather systems that you've been watching that give you cues for weather later in the summer?
Yeah, Todd. One thing that we've been watching over the past 4 to 6 weeks has been significant cooling of water temperatures across the equatorial Pacific. And for all practical purposes, we're in a La Nina event here across the equatorial Pacific. Water temperature anomalies are near half a degree Celsius cooler than normal, and also seeing an abundance of a subsurface cooler than normal water temperatures. And it looks like the global atmospheric base state is beginning to trend towards a La Nina. And with that, in general, La Ninas tend to produce a general warmer and drier bias across the Midwest ag belt, or mid-latitude ag belts across the northern hemisphere. So as we go through kind of the core summer months here, certainly that risk of drier and warmer conditions due to this developing La Nina base state is in place.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd.
That's Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse. You've been listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.